This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. We're dealing, at the time we make this show, record this show, we're dealing with hurricanes that have afflicted Texas and Louisiana. And we hear a lot of talk about the eye of the storm and where it's going to be going. Well, I tell you what, my guest Robert Knight is somebody who hangs his hat at the American Civil Rights Union, not to be confused with the American Civil Liberties Union. And that's not all, though. If you look through a list of the things that he's involved in, I think we should send a memo to Hillary Clinton. Bob, when I look at your resume, it's obvious that you are the reason there is a vast right-wing conspiracy. You're connected to all the groups.
Well, all the hate groups especially, yeah.
Especially, yes. Anybody that believes in freedom, limited government, Second Amendment, whoop, we can't have
marriage.
That.
Marriage.
Oh, perish the thought. Yeah. No, that's extremely hateful. We'll have none of that. And so that's who you will be listening to today, folks, as we have this conversation. But there's a couple of documents that will kind of be the center of our attention that have been put out by the ACRU, the American Civil Rights Union, that are very helpful in understanding the dynamics of our current politics. Bob, if I could summarize it, I think I would say that the Democrats have been hostile to the universal application of limited government and freedom since their conception. They were born as the party of slavery. They segued into the party of Jim Crow and segregation once slavery was made illegal by constitutional amendment. But they've never really given up on the idea that they know, and really all the rest of us schlubs, not just black slaves, don't know what's good for us. And they're going to tell us. And that has been the continuing program, policy, goal of the Democrat Party. They are going to force us to do what is good for us. We heard it from Hillary Clinton in the run-up to the last election. People that talk like us, Bob, are deplorable. Absolutely deplorable.
And irredeemable.
And irredeemable, right. The only thing that would really help would be a concentration camp, mass incarceration, because Hillary Clinton knows that there's no way that we can be redeemed, because we're so, as her predecessor Barack Obama put it, we are absolutely clinging to our God and our guns. What a deplorable group of people.
Yeah, what's more, we're bitter about it.
and bitter, oh, yep. That is a key word, obviously.
Bitterly clinging.
Because there was nothing bitter about Hillary Clinton's acceptance of the outcome of the election. You deplorable SOB.
Well, you know, she's got her new book out, and she's blaming everyone under the sun, even Obama. And in a sense, she's right about that part of it, because she embraced his radical agenda that Americans had rejected. So to the extent that she was the face of the Obama administration, yeah, it helped cost her the election.
I think that's right. And she has a way of kind of sort of like maybe not really accepting blame for having been a bad candidate, because bad candidate is not what she was, of course, by her lights. It was the deplorables. It was, as you say, maybe even Obama himself. Oh, golly. He just wasn't all in for her, perhaps. Certainly wasn't his policies. Oh, no. No, no. Because the American people need socialism. And that's what Hillary Clinton has believed since she was a personal acquaintance of Saul Alinsky, the infamous small c communist, self-described communist professor at University of Chicago near where Hillary grew up. So we're dealing with people that have a radically different worldview of America from that of the founders and the constitutional settlement, the efforts that they struggled with to control political power, to keep it from concentrating too much. They don't believe it can be concentrated too much, because as long as it's in their hands, why, don't you know, that's for your own good.
No, it's always for our own good, Larry. Every time they... And you notice how often they rely on coercion. That's their first choice, not their last choice. I suppose they'd be happy if we all volunteer to be good little socialists, but socialism always depends on coercion because it runs against human nature. Human nature is that we care for our families first. We care for those close to us, and then it branches out to our communities and so forth. Socialism says, no, you owe your allegiance to the state. You owe your earnings to strangers who had nothing to do with your earning it. And since this won't go down well with you, we're going to do it by force. Even America's socialists, who look like teddy bears compared to the Soviet communists and the Chinese communists, like Bernie Sanders, ultimately, you know, if you look at what he's introduced and so forth, it always involves government coercion of one kind or another.
You know, one of the chaps that is involved in the great work that you all are doing at the American Civil Rights Union is Ken Blackwell, African-American, was Secretary of State, Mayor of Cincinnati, Secretary of State of Ohio. And I went and campaigned for him in 2006, and he unwittingly was giving me an object lesson in just how pervasive politically correct education has been, and how, if you will, allow the borrowing of a concept that developed or a metaphor by George Orwell, certain things just got cut out of our education and drop down the memory hole. And so Ken Blackwell, who is an extremely well-informed guy and an ardent defender of the Second Amendment, and was at the time, that's why I was in Ohio campaigning for him in that 2006 gubernatorial election, he had not heard of the Deacons for Defense. And you mention in some detail the Deacons for Defense. They were an exemplary use of the Second Amendment I was alive at the time all that was coming down, so I would say that's recent American history.
Well, I'd like to think it's recent, because I'm more than both, Larry. We're getting older, but, we're still around, we're kicking, and we're informed, more than most folks, I'd like to think. Just because we make a point of it,
right?
But in our booklet, The Truth About Gun Control, Racism, and Genocide, which I recommend to everyone, it shows the forgotten history of how the Ku Klux Klan was threatening blacks and the new freed South, and that the Republican Party was trying to make sure the blacks could defend themselves, and that blacks were at the mercy of these mobs, and the Democrats regarded the Ku Klux Klan as their military arm.
Exactly, and the action arm of the Democrat Party.
Right up through the middle of the 20th century. I mean, you had Robert Byrd, a prominent Democrat who was a high official in the Ku Klux Klan. You had Hugo Black, appointed by President Roosevelt to the Supreme Court, and he was a high official of the Ku Klux Klan. The Democrats were locked arm in arm with the Klan right up until the mid-60s, when the Republicans rammed through the Civil Rights Act of 1964 with a far higher percentage of Republican votes than Democrat votes. And then the following year, the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Again, it was a Republican push that got those through, and they don't teach that anymore.
No, they don't. It doesn't fit the narrative. We'll come back and develop that narrative a bit more with the great work that you've been doing at ACRU. TheACRU.org is where you find them on the web, folks. We're going to be back with Robert Knight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back. We're talking with Robert Knight. He is with the American Civil Rights Union. They're not that far from us either physically or philosophically here in Northern Virginia, where Gun Owners of America and the ACRU are located. And, Bob, I want to thank you again for the work that you guys have been doing, and particularly these two booklets, I guess we could call them, small books, The Truth About Gun Control, Racism, and Genocide, and a companion work, if you will, The Truth About Jim Crow. Both of these cannot be studied without, as your work has shown, getting into the fact that the Democrats are all about control. And to use the language of the Second Amendment, they're all about infringement. They really don't believe in a universal application of human rights. These people are control freaks, and as one of our conservative websites, I think it's at Front Page, says, inside every liberal is a totalitarian screaming to get out. I think that describes too many in the Democrat Party.
Oh, I think it's clear, because if you look at what they've pushed over the years, it's always more government, more coercion, higher taxes, higher spending, more ceding power from the families and local communities and churches and all the free institutions that really are at the texture of our society. They're at war with it. They really want to break it all down. I mean, Karl Marx and his co-author Engels, Friedrich Engels, made it very clear that the family and the church in particular were the enemy of the state, and they had to be dismantled. So they called for things like government child rearing and, of course, confiscation of firearms, because you couldn't have people fighting back against an overweening government. And the whole idea was control. It truly is. What's amazing to me, Larry, is when you look back at our history, the Democratic Party today is still functioning that way. Everything is about coercion. Everything is about getting more and more control. They're at war with the little platoons of civilization that Burke talked about that keep us free. And, you know, I'd like to think the jig is up, that people are onto them. Certainly this election was very
encouraging. Yeah.
Yeah, it really was.
Well, you know, you've got to hand it to the Democrats in one way, whereas they were born in at a time when they wanted to protect slavery at all costs. And that was what contributed mightily to the coming of our Civil War. They now are no longer just seeking to enslave blacks. So you've got to hand it to them. They're now much more universal. They don't have this anti-black notion that they had at their founding. Now they want to enslave us all.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the welfare state that Lyndon Johnson fashioned in the Great Society in the mid-60s was a perfect segue from their whole Jim Crow regime, because they had blacks under control under Jim Crow, openly denying them civil rights, particularly voting rights. And then they got them hooked on welfare, which was designed to destroy the black family and leave them vulnerable to manipulation and control by the government.
Did a dandy job.
Oh, they did a heck of a job. What's amazing is that there aren't more people like Ken Blackwell who are onto them. You know, black Americans who say, you know, what all they've done is render our cities unlivable. They've destroyed our families, and they expect us to vote the same way every time, regardless, even though they keep using us. And unemployment, by any social measure, blacks have been worse off under Democratic rule. If you look at all these cities under Democratic control, every social indicator is down, whether it's incidence of family breakup, incidence of drug use. What's up is drug use, unemployment, crime, and of course, this is why blacks in the inner cities, who are law-abiding citizens, need guns.
Absolutely,
they have every right to defend themselves and their families, but the Democrats don't think so.
And the very Democrats that the hardworking black family members are voting for are the very ones that are disarming them in a violent environment contributed to mightily by Democrat policies. There is a huge disconnect, and it's quite extraordinary that the party of slavery has convinced too many African Americans that the Republican Party of Lincoln that put about 500,000 white lives down in the grave to end slavery is somehow the problem that they face. You got to admit, the Democrats are really good at Orwellian propaganda.
Well, they are. They're good at what they do. It helps if you can lie or tell the truth, whichever serves your purpose.
Exactly right.
Versatility. Plus, they've got the media behind them. Even when what they've done comes out, it doesn't really come out in a big way because the media are really a functioning arm of the progressive movement and the Democratic Party. So when the Democrats make false claims, and let me tell you one that we've just exposed on our website under America's Real Civil Rights History. That's a new small report we have up on the ACRU website. We got a screen capture from Democrat.org, and they said Democrats have, quote, worked to pass every one of our nation's civil rights laws. And then they go on to say on every civil rights issue, Democrats have led the fight.
Well, that is a whopper.
Exposed? Whopper. Flat out lie. and if you look at our piece, we've got a timeline of all the civil rights efforts, right from the Civil War, even before it, right up through the 1960s, were all Republican. And the Democrats were the main opposition to all of them. Every single one of them. I mean,
and every step of the way,
Bill.
Every step of the way, the Democrats were seeking to disarm blacks so the Klan and other supremacist groups would be able to victimize them at lower risk. And it just absolutely, I almost want to pull my hair out when I realize that the Democrats have sold the blacks on the idea that the Republicans are their chief enemy, when in fact it's the blacks that have been taking them to the, it's the Democrats that have been taking the blacks to the cleaners for a long time.
Yeah, they have. And you know, when you present these facts to them, their standard answer is, well, that may have been the case, but now the Republicans in the South have switched sides. They used to be the Democrats. They were the Klan. But now the Republicans have taken that role, and they cite the Southern strategy. When Richard Nixon won the election back in 68 and then carried all the Southern states that used to go reliably Democrat, he appealed to middle-class voters, and, of course, they made that a race thing.
That's right, because the middle class is viewed as an enemy. They are independent. They are not dependent. Talking today with Robert Knight of the American Civil Rights Union, theacru.org. We're going to be right back. Don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Our guest today is Robert Knight of the American Civil Rights Union, VACRU.org. And there are two of their pieces that are very important for understanding the big lie that the Democrats have tried to propound and somehow sell to the American people, and particularly to African Americans. One is the truth about gun control, racism, and genocide. And the other is I would almost call it a companion piece, the truth about Jim Crow. And some may find our discussion a little bit overbroad by having claimed that the Democrats will do just about anything to retain power. But if you look at what was going on during Jim Crow and the way the voting rolls were manipulated, voting laws were designed, there's no doubt that the Democrats were trying to maintain power through fraud. And they did it with a straight face, and I'm sure their conscience was perfectly unburdened.
Well, they always say they know best, right? So, and
indeed,
you've got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And that phrase has been credited to Vladimir Lenin and others. But it's basically what the left is all about. And look today, Larry, the Antifa movement out there, they're all about creating anarchy by using violence to get their way.
And do they ever underscore George Orwell's point about propaganda? He kept emphasizing how the regime was selling people that, oh, freedom is slavery. You don't want freedom. That's slavery. And you don't want to... peace, because war is really what we want. War is peace. And that's really what we're dealing with here. And it's of course the media is perfectly happy to go along with this, putting lipstick on this pig. But I think you've put the camera and the lights on what's been going on. The truth about Jim Crow was a truth about manipulating elections through the law and through the control of the process, so that maybe people just never got to vote because some arbitrary decision being made by a rogue registrar. Around at the time this was going on, but the detail you provided about the lengths to which the Southern Democrat governments went to disenfranchise blacks, I guess until the blacks could be reliably brought into the scam, was really compelling. I had no idea of just how extensive and thoroughgoing was vote fraud in the Jim Crow South.
Yeah, and I think, Larry, the way you started out our segment talking about how they're all about control, that's a perfect picture of what they've been doing since the very beginning of the Democratic Party, because they haven't switched places. Republicans didn't switch places in the South with the Democrats. The Democrats have been about control all along, particularly of minorities, and the gun laws are a big part of that. The late General Laney, he founded the National Black Sportsmen Association.
I actually brought him into Congress one time, and he tried to make some headway among some of the Democrats in the Congress, to no avail, I might point out, but he got it. He understood exactly what was going on. It was a huge guy, African-American, out of Center City, Detroit, and he knew what was going on with gun control.
Yeah, here's a quote we have in the report. Gun control is really race control. People who embrace gun control are really racist in nature. All gun laws have been enacted to control certain classes of people, mainly black people. But the same laws used to control blacks are being used to disarm white people as well. Of course, they do want to control all of us. It isn't just blacks. But they found them an easy target. And I think that's why blacks have suffered so under Democratic rule.
That, I think, is a good point. They and we just need to be patient and thorough in presenting just how vicious the results have been of Democrat policies. Now, I think if the elections that we recently went through that put Donald Trump in the White House are indicative, maybe at least some of the, say, the blue-collar guys that had been tending to vote Democratic are now, they're beginning to see that the Democrats don't have my best interests at heart. And hopefully that awakening can be shared by many of the African Americans, because it's for sure. Look at the cities that are controlled by Democrat voters. Those are not places people want to stay. People don't move there to live. When they have the means, they move out of there. And one of the policies they're escaping clearly in Democrat-controlled cities our gun control policies that disarm the victims. It's almost as if the Democrats could put up a sign on their building here in Washington, D.C., Democrat National Committee, we love criminals.
I don't think that's too strong, Larry, in one sense. They seem to be for criminals' rights and all their policies. They're for disarming all Americans, not just blacks, starting with the blacks because they were defenseless. But overall, it's clear that they favor criminals' rights over everyday Americans' rights. The ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, not to be confused with the ACRU,
please,
has been at war with gun ownership, with and even First Amendment rights. They're supposed to be protecting everybody's rights, but they're very selective. And they will, you know, the thing, Larry, that amazes me is how they're pretty smart about this. They pick a case or two they know is high profile, and then they label the defendant a conservative, and then they say, see, the ACLU is defending everyone. But usually it's an odd case, or the one you can remember that it was made a lot of headlines and lost a lot of their supporters was the ACLU defending the right of Nazis to march.
And if their supporters only understood that the Nazi is only a first cousin of all liberals. Let's remember what the Nazi Party represented. It was an acronym in the German that represented the initials of the words in German of German National Socialist Workers Party. That sure doesn't sound like a von Mises, a Hayek, a Rand Paul type of political view.
You know, it's funny when the left accuses free market people of being Nazis. They know it's misconstruing it. They know it's a false label, but it's worked for them. You know, they've constructed a false axis of philosophy, saying that well, there are the Nazis on one side, way over on the right, and the communists way over on the left, and we good liberals are somewhere in the middle. But really, the Nazis and the communists should be both way over on the left. They are all socialists. Over on the far right would be anarchists who want no government at all. And in the middle would be the United States government, which is a government of limited powers, of separated powers, of individual rights, trying to find a healthy governmental model where you can have maximum freedom. But they don't do that. You know, if you go to any school, open a public school book, you know, they'll say the Nazis are right-wingers and the commies were left-wingers. But they're all left-wingers.
I remember quite vividly a conversation I had with Alan Colmes when he was doing his radio program solo after Hannity and Colmes on the Fox Radio Network. And when we get back, I'll pick up with that because it certainly connects this misconception or this deliberate confusion of Nazi and liberals.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Robert Knight, and he's with the American Civil Rights Union, VACRU.org. They're located here in Northern Virginia, as is Gun Owners of America. You want to be able to deal with the Congress, but you don't want to get too close to them. It's a delicate balance, and I think both of us have managed to achieve a healthy distance without being too far away. But back to Alan Colmes and the very typical liberal confusion over this political spectrum that they have so discombobulated. But it absolutely is on point with what you were saying, Bob. I pointed out to Alan Colmes that the opposite of the communist was not the Nazi, because the Nazi was a socialist. And then I recited the actual name in the English for the German words of NAZI, what that all stood for, National German Socialist Workers Party. And I said, Alan, they used the word socialist in their name. He almost didn't know what to say, which was quite amazing. I count that as one of my minor, very significant achievements. But he said, well, that really didn't mean anything. They just put it in there.
Right.
So he couldn't come to grips with the fact that his first cousins are Nazis.
Well, you know, Dinesh D'Souza has a new book out that says exactly that. It's called The Big Lie. And he basically traces a lot of the Democratic Party platform stances and goes back and looks at the Nazi stances and says, you know what, they're not that far apart. And guess what? The Nazis actually picked up ideas from the Jim Crow Democrats. About
Black Jim, the Jim Crow policies of the South were quite as hostile to blacks owning guns as were the Nazis hostile to Jews owning guns.
It's a direct carryover. And of course, Hitler was an admirer of the way the Democrats were controlling blacks and subjugating that population, and they borrowed a lot of the tactics. They actually cited some of the laws that were on the books that the Democrats put in place. And this history has just been obliterated. Between the liberal educational establishment and our corrupt mainstream so-called media, people are walking around not knowing the real history of the Democratic Party and Jim Crow. And we're trying to rectify that.
I think Alan Colmes was one of those who was ignorant. He was horribly liberal on every single point I ever talked to him about. But I can't see him as the kind of hate-filled, vicious partisan that would be descriptive of a Hitler, a Mussolini, or a boss Bull Connor, who turned the water cannons on anti-segregation demonstrators in the South. There was a very nice guy underneath that incredibly thoroughgoing, deep-set liberalism of Alan Colmes, and I think that was a product. He was a product of his schooling, of the people he knew, of the magazines he read, probably of the movies he went to. Quote, everybody knew that Nazis were on the right, and that's been a very handy lie.
You're right, and I'm glad you're bringing up Alan Colmes' humanity. When I used to do Hannity and Colmes, he treated me with, he disagreed with me on everything, but he treated me with very much respect. He was a nice guy. He made sure I had everything I needed on the show, and I thought, boy. And then, of course, once we got on camera, he didn't turn attack dog.
It's like being attacked by a mad dog. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, he just became unhinged, and I thought, wow, he's so different on camera than he is in real life.
That that gives you the...
Though, I'm afraid that the honest liberal, who's also a decent human being, is giving way to a much harder-edged person who says that if you don't agree with me, I hate you, you're a hater, I want to shut you down. I mean, just...
And think about it, that's exactly who Obama was. Get in their face of your relatives that don't agree with you. In other words, shout them down, intimidate them. These are not the tactics of persuasion or of a missionary. These are the tactics of a bully.
Yeah, remember when he was chiding us about civility? Gary Giffords got shot in Arizona, blaming it on Republicans. He had his surrogates out there blaming it all on Republicans.
And Sarah Palin especially.
Yeah, Sarah Palin, because of the target on, you know, on the Democratic districts, as if that would trigger actual violence with guns. I mean, it's so dishonest.
I don't know of a political consultant, right or left, that doesn't, without thinking, use the term target race. This is a target race. This is one of high priority. This is one that we need to put lots of resources into, a target race. And for the left to have made out that Sarah Palin was calling for the assassination of liberal politicians, I think they're projecting, if you won't object too much.
No, I think you're right. In fact, that's right out of the Alinsky rule book. You cited Saul Alinsky earlier, Larry, and one of his main tenets was accuse the other side of doing what you are doing. Luckily, the media will go along with it. They won't look too closely, and they won't see that you're projecting, you're extrapolating on your opponent exactly the miserable tactics or the nastiness that you're exuding. You're planting it elsewhere. And it's a very effective tactic because when you have a one-sided press that will not question them on it, the lie just gets passed on and then magnified with every report.
You know, one of the things that our president has done that I was pretty satisfied with was the appointment of Kris Kobach to this National Election Commission is going to look into voting fraud problems. Well, that is an existential threat to the Democrat Party. And you used the word unhinged earlier. I think we saw some of them go unhinged at that. The idea that anybody would question their operation of elections and strive to actually have integrity in the election process when they wouldn't be where they are and have been in recent years were it not for election fraud. These people are the definition of election fraud, and their opposition to a photo ID strikes me as, I rest my case, Your Honor.
Oh, yeah, and Kris Kobach is a straight-A guy, and they are terrified of him. In fact, he just brought out, and so did I in this week's Washington Times column, that in New Hampshire on Election Day, they have same-day registration, so 6,540 people registered to vote for the election last November. And then since then, 5,500 of them never bothered to change their license to a New Hampshire license, which means they came in from out of state to vote in the election and then they left.
I'm sure you're going to go where I think this is going. This had huge, to use a recently popular word, huge consequences in the history of Obamacare.
Well, it did, because Republican incumbent Senator Kelly Ayotte lost her seat to the Democrat Maggie Hassan by only 1,000 votes. Out of 740,000 cast, it was only 1,000 votes.
Out of which 6,000 were probably 5,000 and some were self-evidently fraudulent votes.
Yep. In fact, Mr. Kobach, Kris Kobach, we mentioned, came right out and said, this is highly suspicious to the point of looking like they orchestrated vote fraud. It certainly could affect the election greatly. That's putting it mildly.
And the implication of that is, how much did we lose the Obamacare fight by? I think, wasn't it just one vote in the Senate? Vote.
That's right. Once they took the New Hampshire seat, they knew they could stop the repeal. And of course, they got it passed with Al Franken stealing the election back in 2008 with phony votes from prison inmates who weren't eligible.
Exactly. Well, listen, Robert Knight, appreciate the work you and others are doing at the American Civil Rights Union, theacru.org. Thank you so much. And folks, I hope you'll go to their website, check them out, support their work.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.